Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Carlisle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doc Prothero. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bud Connolly. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Francis. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ray Francis. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Cliff Lee. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead takes first base on ball four. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans bunts towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to second. One out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lutsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball four. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk bunts in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0. Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Connolly fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Sewell is safe. Sewell scores. Sewell moves to third. Lee moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Flagstead. Burns reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Lee scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Paul Zanes are now pitching. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter takes first base on ball four. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans catches it and throws to second with Connolly covering, to double up Burns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Tote reaches third base with a triple. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro strikes out. One out. Bud Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Connolly reaches second base with a double. Tote scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Zonizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zonizer hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Lutsk bunts towards the mound. Zonizer fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Speaker moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-0 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlisle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lee. Carlisle reaches second base with a double. Boone moves to third. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fuchter takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fuchter moves to third. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 0 for 1 in the game. Prothro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebbing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Connolly moves to second. Paul Zanizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zanizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zanizer strikes out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Flagstad hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Connolly scores. Hebbing moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 0 for 1 in the game. Lutzk hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boone. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Prothro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carlisle hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Tote hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 0 for 2 in the game. Prothro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Prothrow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee is called out on strikes. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Fuchter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Heving and he is safe. Burns steals second. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Connolly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bud Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Connolly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Connolly reaches second base with a double. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heving strikes out. 1 out. Paul Zanizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zanizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Zanizer strikes out. 2 outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Flagstead hits a line drive towards third. Lutzk reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Jameson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 0 for 2 in the game. Lutzk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boone. Lutzk reaches second base with a double. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it and throws to second for the out. Lutzk moves to third. 2 outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothrow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carlisle hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Fuchter hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 0-for-3 in the game. Prothro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bud Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Connolly hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Prothro. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Prothro steals second. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heving takes first base on ball 4. Tex Vash pinch hits for Paul Zonnezer. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Prothro moves to third. Heving moves to second. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash takes first base on ball 4. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Flagstad is hit by the pitch. Prothro scores. Heving moves to third. Vash moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-3 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Buster Ross now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Jameson strikes out. 1 out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speaker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Carlisle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Denny Williams pinch runs for Ike Boone. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Toth bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to third for the out. Carlisle moves to second. One out. Doc Prothrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothrow is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Prothrow is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bud Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Connolly hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.